Nolte, Race Hartbrook's decision proves election denier Stacey Abrams is unfit to govern. By John Nolte on August 24, 2022. In her own sick and twisted mind, election denier Stacey Abrams is the sitting governor of Georgia. And the decision released Tuesday clearing two police officers in the 2020 shooting death of Race Hartbrook once again proves Abrams is unfit to govern. Without knowing all the facts, in June of 2020, Abrams got on TV and declared the police shooting of Brooks a straight-up murder. Those were her words, "It was a murder." The police were called to a Wendy's parking lot on a Friday night in June of 2020 because Brooks was asleep in his car. After interviewing Brooks for about 30 minutes, the officers concluded he was under the influence and attempted to arrest him. Brooks fought back and, per this two-year investigation, grabbed one of the officers' taser weapons and fired it at them. So, of course, one of the officers fired back in what is, of course, a justified shooting. This is how stupid and dangerous Abrams is. This is a man who had been frisked, so they knew he did not possess a deadly weapon. They knew that he was impaired because he had parked in that driveway. And they knew when he ran away that he did not pose a danger that was a deadly force incentive. The decision to shoot him in the back was one made out of maybe impatience or frustration or panic, but it was not one that justifies deadly force. It was murder. You might read that and think, at the time, Governor in her own mind Abrams didn't know about the taser. Except she did know, and here's how she spun that. Any time we're attempting to justify the murder of a man because he had, number one, because he embarrassed the police by taking their taser, and two, because he was running on foot, that we decide that it is worth killing him. Every moment of justification is a moment of dehumanization. That's the problem. And let's not get distracted. The distraction that happens is that we try to find reasons that murder is acceptable when a black man or a black woman is the victim, and that should not happen. She's arguing they shot Brooks out of embarrassment. Remember that Abrams said this on Monday, and that by Monday, the terrorists in Black Lives Matter had already shown up and burned down that Wendy's. So here's Abrams, fanning the riot flames in her own state and in the predominantly black city of Atlanta. Man alive, there is nothing leftists like Stacey Abrams love more than to see black neighborhoods go up in flames. And now, after 2 years of living through hell and seeing their parents fired and blacklisted, these two officers are 100% cleared, placed back on active duty, and still, Stacey Abrams won't apologize. In fact, she's doubling down. After the officers were cleared, she tweeted, "Accountability is an essential component for community trust and public safety, a component that is in question today." In question. She added, "De-escalation, co-responders, and transparency must become the expected standards." De-escalation. These officers spent 30 minutes talking to Brooks before attempting to arrest him. Stacey Abrams wants riots and crime. Why? Because she's a sociopathic socialist who wants to drive the middle class out of their cities and states so Democrats have full reign over the poor, dependent, and despairing. She is a dangerous and horrible woman. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.